Many of my patients are elderly and some also have a chronic kidney disease or CKD. So, renal safety considerations are one of my priorities when treating my patients for HBV infection, who are also at risk of renal dysfunction. Interferon-based treatment, which is one of the standard treatments for HBV, is usually poorly tolerated in CKD patients, has relatively low efficacy, and adds the risk of acute rejection in patients with renal transplants. Nucleoside analogs, or NAs, are usually a better option. A few NAs have high potency and a high genetic barrier to drug resistance. I treat most of my patients with an NA, but I choose which NA is most appropriate depending on individual patient profile, whether they've previously been treated with NAs or other antiviral therapies, and based on the guideline recommendations.